Guess what, mate?
What's that?
We made it to 2 episodes.
Fucking hell, how did we do that?
2 episodes on this fucking couch.
Yeah, we're back on the couch for another episode of...
The Movie Missing. Speaking of though, mate, do you want to buy a couch?
No.
Okay, so we'll stick to this stained leather couch then.
We could get a new couch, actually.
This couch has character, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Character being jizz stains. Dirty, dirty man. Seriously, I sat here, jizz stain right behind me. What the fuck is that, man? I'm actually quite worried.
Let me have a look. Let me investigate.
Give me a good lick.
Definitely just salty. Well, that is what you call good night in the office.
Yeah, that's for problem. That's for problem. It's definitely jizz.
I thought I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't tend to jizz on work couches, but unless you pay me, or unless I'm doing a porno.
You have filmed a lot of porn around here, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be it.
Yeah.
But so 2 episodes, and we've started both of them by talking about cum and jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
No. Never did
no.
I. No.
So, this week's episode is about, we've got a few things coming. Tell them what we've got coming.
We have a movie review, a little bit of improv, because we know everyone loved that last week.
Mm.
That wasn't a shit show at all.
No.
Not at all. And then we have a script that we're going to read through. It's a script I've written. We'll go into a bit more detail about that a bit later, but I'm very excited to actually act it out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I mean, I cannot act to save my life. You can act. So it's going to be an interesting one.
I haven't read the script or anything, so it's...
Well, you are coming in blind to...
Coming in blind to this one, so...
Well, go. See. Go.
Yeah, we'll see how we get on. Yeah, man.
It'll be great.
And you know what? We also watched a movie this week, didn't we?
We did.
And that movie was called Popstar.
Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Pretty good movie. I enjoyed it. It was a fun watch. And actually, do you know what? It actually had me laughing. Like, the jokes and the humour were not your typical... It wasn't just, like, fart humour, even though fart humour is funny.
That's where you cut it in. That's where I cut it fine.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Can't wait to do that. Thank you.
And... yeah, and I really liked a lot of the cameos as well. Like, no, I like when 50 Cent and like people like Usher were in the movie.
I think first we should talk a little bit about what the movie's actually about.
Oh yeah.
So it's produced by The Lonely Island, who are a like American comedy rap group. You might know them from SNL. It's like Andy Samberg from Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well. He's basically in this, like, boy band, I suppose.
So when you first said, oh, we're watching a movie and it's about a boy band with Andy Samberg, I was a little bit hesitant. I was a bit like, oh, I'm not really into pop stars. And I think Andy Samberg's pretty good. But...
That's not what you said before we watched it.
I was a bit kind of like, you know, I wasn't really in the mood for Andy Samberg. But... You know what? I actually really enjoyed it, and I was actually laughing. Yeah, it was funny.
So it's produced by Lonely Island, and Andy Samberg plays this character, solo artist called Connor For Real. He used to be in this boy band called the Style Boys, but after a massive falling out, they all went separate ways. He's gone solo, and this is sort of about his career as he's like producing this new album. He's set to release it, and then it turns out he does really badly.
The main story is about how you shouldn't turn your back on your friends when you get famous and successful. That was the general moral of the story. I especially enjoyed the part where they were talking about Connor, the main character, being in the music industry in a really serious way, and that they had all these actual artists and that going like, oh yeah, he's like the next big thing, and oh yeah, it's pretty funny. And yeah, the humor was pretty similar to the music, because they did that song, I Juice in My Pants. It's
and Jack Sparrow, Mother Lover, The Dick in a Box, all these class tunes by Lonely Island.
Yeah.
And then in this film, you've got songs like Finest Girl with Bin Laden's song, you know?
Mm. Finest girl I ever met in my whole life. Wanna take her home, make her my wife. Knew she was a freak when she started talking. She had fun me like we fucked Bin Laden.
Class. It's class, the soundtracks to this film. I mean, I'm not going to go on with that, but I suppose
you're a massive fan of Lonely Island. Before, you said you loved the music. I was more a fan of the performances, like I say, done by the cameos. And my favourite one, I thought Justin Timberlake was great in it. He was a chef. How funny was he?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, well, what? There was that scene where he was like, he got sent something, didn't he?
Where he was cutting the carrots.
Yeah, and he's in the kitchen. And he's like,
he's just in the doorway, like peeking out, just trying to look at him, you know,
through the window. And it's just like his whole like face is just like that. Yeah, it was hilarious.
But
yeah.
Like to speak about the other cameos as well. I mean, you've got like 50 Cent, Usher, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, and the bit where they have the character Hunter at the award show with Mariah Carey. And he starts doing ads, and she's like, are you really doing ads? Are you really doing ads?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, good laugh. Obviously, you know, it's not going to win any Oscars anytime soon. But
that's also because it was released in 2016, but yeah.
Yeah, but I don't generally, I like the more the underground movies, more the some of the B movies, like the horror comedies, the slasher films. That's what I'm into.
Yeah, I mean, this is very different to it,
yeah,
because it's more a mainstream sort of take on something that people see quite a lot. I mean, this is in a way sort of a parody on like Justin Bieber and his career, because you know his career has had like those highs and lows, where he sort of came into the industry and he was insanely popular, loved by 13-year-old girls everywhere.
Mm. And, no, it's about the rise and the pitfalls of the music industry, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's about, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's sort of about fame and what you'll do to maintain that celebrity status.
Mm.
Like there's the scene where he proposes to his girlfriend and hires paparazzi to like,
oh, for Seal.
For Seal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where Seal's singing and all of a sudden the werewolves are out there.
Yeah. Definitely the best cameo in the film.
Yeah, and Seal, man. Respect.
Not gonna lie.
Definitely. And he's like, yeah, this is how I got it done to my face. Saying that he'd met some wolves before. And then, yeah, yeah, it's funny. Oh, no, the best part of that movie was when the girl puts her tits up against the screen.
The car window.
Yeah, up against the car window. And then he's talking about, oh, this is a normal day for me. I need to sign this. And while he was talking, he's got the pen. Then somebody gets her dick out. And do you know what? It looks like a real dick. Like, it doesn't look like a fake dick.
It's definitely a real dick.
Yeah, we're watching that. We're going, that's definitely a real dick.
Yeah. You know,
not that I've seen many in my time, apart from my own and Josh's.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually in his mouth, but what can I say?
What we're into. Yeah, I can't really say much when it's in my mouth.
No, you really can't, yeah.
No.
It's more like, you know,
yeah, yeah. So,
I do apologise, audience.
Yeah.
Why do I do this? Why?
I ran into that one. I came into that one.
Oh, you came into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been talking about this movie for a while. I think it's time to move on.
So, before we move on, what rating would you give it?
I would give it a solid... See... 6.9.
Okay.
Doesn't quite get the 7 for me.
No.
But it's a good movie. Mm. Like, you might say, oh, but 6.9, that's pretty low. No, but a 6.9 is over 5. Anything below 5 is like...
Not great. Yeah.
Like a 4.5, 4 is like not great. A 3, not good. Second, a 2 is pretty bad, and a 1 is absolute dog shit.
Yeah. So, what is your scale of like 1 to 10? So, what would you class as
a motherfucker?
But what would you class as a 1 out of 10 film and a 10 out of 10 film?
That's a very good point. A 1 out of 10. One of the worst films I've ever seen, in my opinion, was Van Helsing.
Really?
Yeah. I can't even remember it was that bad. But partly, I don't know if it's because...
Hugh Jackman.
Is it? Oh, it's Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
I'll be honest, though. I think part of the problem was the levels were way too high in the cinema. To the point, like, that's never happened before. I've never gone in the cinema and gone, whoa,
okay.
Literally so loud in here.
So it was worst cinema experience.
Yeah. To be fair, I think it might actually, that experience might actually do with my dad being in an angry mood in the cinema and we left. So I probably have a bit of a personal connotation. So maybe Van Helsing isn't that bad.
Maybe we should rewatch it at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
Try to do an episode on it.
Yeah.
Worst cinema experience is actually quite a good one. I think I was 12 or 13 at the time. Mm. And me and my mates were all trying to go to see Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
Mm.
Bad film. Terrible, as it turns out. But we didn't know at the time. We didn't know any better. I was 13. What? Tried to get in to watch it at the cinema, but bought our tickets and everything, and then just went, oh, have you got your ID on you? And I was like, oh shit, no, I don't. You can't watch this film, you'll have to watch something else. And you know what else was on at the time?
What?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks. So that's got Jason Lee in it, who I quite like, and I think he's great in...
Yeah, he was good in My Name is Earl.
Yeah, My Name is Earl, also like Dogma. No, he's not in Dogma, like Mallrats, and I like the actor, so that gives a pass to the movie.
It does not give a pass to the movie.
I didn't think that. I thought Alvin and Chipmunks was all right, you know?
I don't think we actually stayed for the full film. We left like halfway through because it was so bad.
Oh, really?
I think I was just disappointed because I wasn't seeing Alien vs. Predator.
Well,
that was also a shit film at the end of the day anyway, so... But, best movie experience.
Best movie experience was Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
Such a good film.
I'll tell you why. Because it was a Certificate 15 at the time. And I think I was only... I don't know, I wasn't 15 at the time. I might have been like
27,
12 or something.
Yeah.
When that came out.
I rub it in, why don't you?
And all the people I went with were a year older and they still weren't old enough to get in. But we were like, oh, we don't know if we're going to get in. But anyway, but we went up. So like you did that thing like kids do, you know, when they like try and act old, you know. Oh, yes. And try that, you know, what they think like.
Two kids in the trench coat, you know, trying to look like an adult.
Pretty much, yeah.
Buying alcohol.
You know, let's dress smart and go in. And it actually worked. We actually got into the movie. And not only that, it was an awesome movie.
Yeah. That was such a good film.
That was the pit. of destiny to need a child. You know it will be rocking because it's fucking insane. In the patch.
Such a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I have that soundtrack on quite a lot.
Mm.
Because, like, Beelzebub, the final showdown.
Mm.
It's Dave fucking Grohl.
Yeah.
Dave fucking Grohl.
Do you know what's funny? Like, Jack Black talks about that film as not really having much success, but it's got a niche fan base.
Yeah.
He talks about that. For me, I was like, I thought, you know, but then it obviously caters to the type of person I am and you are, so.
Yeah, I think it's sort of got a cult following.
Yeah, like, cult following. That's,
after its release.
Yeah.
You find it with a lot of films, like even Popstar did absolutely shite at the cinema because, like, cinemas just didn't promote it enough, to be honest.
Yeah.
So then it found, like, quite a decent fan base on DVD and Blu-ray and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Can't you see he's a man? Let me hear you applaud. He is more than a man. He's a tiny golden god. If you think it's time to fucking rock, fucking wrong, out of control, then you know you got to hit the block. My fucking song, my fucking car. Because when you move, whatever. Yeah, I'm not warmed up or anything. And
so
I don't tend to go that high usually. So
I like it.
But
my best cinema experience is a weird one. Have you ever seen Agent Cody Banks? It's got Frankie Muntz out of Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, I remember going to see that with my dad and my sister, and it was only the three of us in that screen at the time. So all me and my sister did throughout the whole film, I don't think we even watched the film at all.
Yeah.
We just kept going from like seat to seat.
Okay.
Going all around the cinema. I mean, I must have been like 10 when it released, so that probably explains why I was a bit childish, but yeah. Agent Cody Banks, I don't even remember if it was a decent film.
Frankie's best film was it Big Fat Liar?
No, I've not seen it.
You don't see it? Yeah, it was a good one. But Malcolm Middle's class, though. The strangest, weirdest experience I've been to quite a lot of weird cinemas, actually. I'm going to say, like, I have to say, like, I had a really good, in many ways, I had a really good childhood. I've been to a lot of cinemas when I was a kid in different countries and a lot of outdoor cinemas, like stuff they don't do in the UK. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I know every so often you might be able to find it nowadays, but I've seen Final Fantasy outside the film. Not the best film, but that was a cool experience, just being outside in a different warm country, just sitting out. And I've been on a boat as well. The cinema.
Yeah.
On a ship. So there was a cinema in the ship, and
A cruise ship,
yeah.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
And I think it was Recess, the movie.
Recess.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good. That was cool. Obviously, like, so, yeah, so good. I went to see Batman and Robin, when I was, like, really young. I was not,
wow.
Yeah.
You must have been young then.
Yeah, I was, like, yeah, a few years old, you know.
Yeah,
well, we went to see that. I don't know, like
43.
Yeah. I was 52, and
a young whippersnapper.
No, I was about 3 years old or something. Well, let's see that. So,
wow. Right. So, moving on to the next section.
Script bit.
Not even the script.
No. Nope.
Doing the improv.
Okay. Let's do the improv.
So,
what's the idea, Jack?
You came up with it last week, so I'll do it this week. Let me think. Right, so you're a magician and your performance all goes wrong when you get someone up on stage from the audience, a la me.
Yeah.
Take it away.
And for my next magic trick, I need a volunteer. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to be a volunteer? Maybe you, maybe you, maybe you.
No thanks.
I don't ask. You have to. You've been chosen by Saruman to come up here and the witchcraft pout.
Wait, start again. Let's start again. All right. Yeah. Try again. Yeah, try again.
And for my next trick, I need a volunteer. Would any of you like to volunteer and come into my magic show? Maybe you. Maybe you. Or maybe you.
Just a little side note. Silence from the audience.
How about you? Come up here, yes. You've been chosen.
Okay.
And what is your name?
Barry.
Barry? Okay, Barry. And where are you from, Barry?
Cumnock.
Cumnock? Cumnock where?
On your couch.
On my... Well, this is a special couch. This is a magician's couch. Many things happen on a magician's couch.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
Yeah. And for my next trick, I have a hat.
Oh, yeah.
And you are going to reach into my hat. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go.
What is it? Oh, it feels like... Oh, it's grabbing my hand. It's grabbing my hand.
What is it? What is it? Where's my watch? I'm not really a magician. I'm a thief, motherfucker.
All right. Security's right outside, so...
They work for me. They're in on it.
No.
Yes, Bobby. I know your name. I know your real name. Your real name is Bobby.
That's what I told you, yeah. That is my real name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What? And what? This was a great trick, all to steal my watch.
Yes, this is not any watch. This is the watch of 1,000 men, meaning 1,000 men have had your watch when you've taken it off to put your hands around their cock.
1,000 men have had my watch? Yeah, yeah. When I'm sucking men off, I normally put it round their cock. Yeah, yeah.
Should we try it again?
It just makes the Rolex a bit more premium. You know?
Should we try it again?
With badges on it.
Should we give it another go?
Like on your count? No.
You want to keep it in?
Let's keep that in.
You like it?
Let's keep that in.
You think it's good?
Yeah. I think it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And... Yes. I'm a thief. I'm a baron. I go around the country stealing men's watches because I can. What you gonna do about it? Bobhead?
You kinky motherfucker.
What are you going to do about it, Bobby?
Well.
Or should I call you Bobby?
Well, just give me a minute. I'm just going to pull this sword out of my mouth. Just realizing right now that on camera this looks like I'm wanking off a really long dick. Because I'm pulling it out of my mouth.
It looks like you're horsing around. That's for sure. And what are you gonna do?
Flash you?
Okay, I'll give your watch back. Give me my watch back. Here you go. No hand. That's my wanking hand. No. My hand. Oh, my hand. No.
And that serves you right, you little bitch. Right, I'm gonna take your watch as well. Okay. All right, this is weird now. Yeah. Why have I pulled him this way? It's really weird. The fact that your hand was like that as well, it looked as if I was gonna get a corpse to wank me off.
That is not what we do. That is not what we do on this podcast.
See.
I think
I've just cancelled myself.
You've definitely cancelled yourself.
Fucking hell, right. On to the next bit.
I think we should do another improv.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do it.
We've got to think about this, what we're going to do for the next improv. You were a disgruntled customer, recently been to a spa, and I am the receptionist at the spa.
Okay. This is definitely going to involve jizz, by the way.
So. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring, ring.
We're going to fucking pick up. What?
Hello, this is a super, super hot spa. Can I take your order?
What's your name? What is your name?
Let's try it again. Okay, let's try it again.
What's your name, you little
what?
What?
Let's go, let's go. Right. Ring, ring again. Okay.
Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Oi, I can fucking see you over there. Pick up
hello,
the phone.
This is super hot. Oi. Hello, this is super hot spa. How are you today? What can I help you with?
I'm fucked off, if I'm honest. Right.
Honey, 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 tell me about it. How's your day been, honey? Oh, tell me about it. I've had a hell of a day, I have to say.
You've had a hell of a day.
Yes, I've
you had a hell of a day.
Broken nail.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I came, well, I shouldn't say that because that's what happened to me. So, I came in this morning for a back, second crack massage. Bit weird, I don't know if I actually do them, but
did they do a good job, honey? Is that why you're calling? You want to give us a 5-star review?
I will not be giving you a 5-star review. I will not be giving you a 5-star review because the masseuse inappropriately touched me.
Inappropriately touched? Oh my God, darling. Oh my God, that's terrible. Where did they touch you?
They touched me up my bum, my buttocks.
Was that Henry?
No, it was Steve.
Steve? No, I think you got the wrong spa. I don't think we have a Steve here.
Wait, what?
I don't know, no Steve in the spa. I think you got the wrong one, honey.
What? I'm sorry.
Sorry, what can I say?
Sorry, it was definitely this spa. Let me check books. Let me see if there is something here for me called Steve. Let me
be the fucking jack, isn't it?
Hold on. Told you, love. Why did you book me this gift card?
Honestly. Hello, there's Steve that works here.
Really, Steve? You should even help me at all.
I don't know. You know, we've got some disgruntled customers saying, like, well, no, they were Steve there and help me. I never see the Steve.
You've got good old
smart. Yeah, well, I thought. Excuse me, what is your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry, okay. I don't know what type of game you are playing, Jerry.
Excuse me?
I do not know what type of game you are playing, Jerry.
Excuse me. But do you just let anyone off the street come in? Finger people?
Have this. I have not had a good day. I've broken my nail.
And I've been fingered.
My cat isn't well either. My cat's been throwing up all day, so I do not have to take any of your bull crap, sir. I do not deserve this. This is my job. Now, we do not have anyone here called Steve, so go. Bye.
No.
Sir.
No.
Bye, sir.
No.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a freebie off us, aren't you? Because we're the super hot spa, and everybody loves a super hot spa. So.
Yeah, but that doesn't include getting fingered, does it? I didn't ask for that.
Hey, listen, honey. If I was to get fingered.
If you were to get fingered, carry on.
Carry on. You got to be careful.
Oh, this conversation's getting interesting. Carry on.
Oh, that's, you know what? I'm really sorry you got fingered. But look, there is no Steve who works here, okay?
So, who's Steve, then? Did he just come off the street and finger me?
What did Steve look like?
I don't know, because my face was in the,
No, you've seen him before, because we have a consultation before. Did you not get a consultation?
No.
Honey, oh my God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. we must have let somebody in here by mistake.
I mean,
yeah, and I know there's a lot of finger diseases going around at the moment, so I think you should probably get checked out.
Do you by any chance film a lot of pornos in this spa?
Not at all, honey, not at all. And I am very offended at that question.
I think
that is sexist, okay? And that question is sexist. I am a strong, independent woman, and I take care of myself.
I
do not need you.
I know you are. They could be filming gay porn. I got fingered by a man.
Yes, you did. Apparently you did. Apparently you did. Do you know what I suggest?
What? What do you suggest?
I suggest some therapy. Because you have a lot of... less anger. And I can tell inside of you. And it's just... I'm just not on that vibe. Like, I need to heal my chakras, and you're just not doing it for me, honey, so...
I'm angry because I got fingered, and you'll do nothing about it.
No, we'll not do anything.
CCC.
Do you know, goodbye, I've had enough of you. No. Bye-bye.
No. Cinema. Did you like that?
It was interesting.
It was interesting. I think people will like that. I don't know, but they're gonna watch it anyway. Watch all them bad the sea world on this podcast.
Don't get me cancelled, yeah, please.
I think you just cancelled yourself. We've both cancelled ourselves within the space of one episode. Well, that's good going now. That is good going. Okay, so moving on to the next one. We have a script that we are gonna act out.
FYI. still in character. FYI, I've just been showed this script, so I've never seen it before.
So I have a couple of scripts that I'm going to read. One of them is basically an intro to this, and it's just my character. So basically what this is all about is, this is a script for like a web series I'd written about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's called Behind the Lens. It's basically like an interview type scenario with people that don't often go as noticed in the like film industry. So you've got very random eccentric characters coming on the show. And in the first episode, we have Nick Cage's agent. Because me and CJ have spoke a lot about this, and he loves Nick Cage. I hate Nick Cage.
I love him.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a controversial take, loving Nick Cage, because he's not a great actor. But we continue. So this is just the little intro, and then we're going to go into the actual script for it. Just imagine I am walking down a very old, fancy library. Shelves upon shelves of old, dusty books line the walls. And I am, to camera, just walking forwards and talking.
Filled the art of moving images. It truly is an innovation. These days, it's the on-screen talent, the actors, that make most of the headlines. Well, join me, Reginald Backwater, on this series dedicated to the men and women behind the scenes. Welcome to Behind the Lens.
Just imagine we're in the library and there's like a VHS like montage of Nick Cage just on the screen. And this is Reginald's voiceover.
Nicholas Kim Coppola, known professionally by his stage name Nicholas Cage. Cage is an American actor, best known for the eccentric personalities he brings to the roles he plays. In this episode of Behind the Lens, we will be taking a look at the man responsible for creating his household name. Please welcome Nicholas Cage's agent, Jimmy Snick, to the show. Hello, I'm Jimmy Sniffs.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Thanks for
being here. Afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Great. Now, you've been with Nick Cage since the beginning, basically. One would assume you know him quite well, then.
Actually, can we start that bit again? Try that again.
Is that because you're not reading the script at all?
No, it's because I want to do a different voice.
Okay.
Hello, Wait, let me think.
This is brilliant.
Let me think.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a voice who I could do, is that a joint, man?
Yeah, I'll do Cheech.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm your agent, man. No.
No, wait, is that really bad?
I like it. Let's...
I'm your agent. Hey, what you say? Yo, I'm your agent, man. You could always trust me, man.
Sounds very, very Italian. Like, you know.
Leave a gun. Take the cannoli. Hey, cannoli.
No, I was trying to do Spanish. Spanish.
Let the bean die.
This script has gone a bit awry, hasn't it? My writing is very off the wall.
Okay. In fact, I'm just going to do something similar to my normal voice.
Okay. So should I...
All right.
Start again. Should I go back from...
Where it starts. Before I come in.
Great. Now, you've been with Nick Cage since the beginning, basically. One would assume you know him quite well, then?
I do. I know him really well. In fact, we go way back. Thanks for having me. Not too bad, thanks, Reginald. Oh, sorry.
You're in the wrong part of the script now.
Sorry. Let's try again. Start again. I've got it. Yeah, I've got it. Sorry.
I've got it. Let's do it. All right.
Great. Now, you've been with Nick Cage since for me.
Yep. Now I'm ruining it. Right.
Great. Now, you've been with Nick Cage since the beginning, basically. One would assume you know him quite well, then?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with him since Raising Arizona. Until then, he was basically getting roles because of being Francis Ford Coppola's nephew. Although, since then, I've realised he's not exactly selective when it comes to his roles.
What?
Right.
You mean Jiu-Jitsu and the Wicker Man weren't carefully prepared roles?
Honestly, I could call him right now and within 30 seconds he'd accept.
Set of a role, like?
No.
Right,
so
Jimmy holds his phone towards camera, outgoing call to Nick Cage.
Bling, bling, bling.
A boom mic moves into shot to pick up the audio. Just
bring, 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 bring.
Jimmy man, huh? What do you got for me, huh?
Well, Nick, I have a script on my lap right now.
I'll do it.
What? What? You didn't want to... You don't want to know what it's about, like, right?
That sounds great.
All right, no bother. No bother. But I really think you should know about the role first, you know.
All right. Go on, then.
Well, you play an alternative version of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You get bit on the crotch by a venomous snake.
Love it. Come on.
It's a real snake.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Proper biggie and all, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then we follow your character as he goes on an acid-style trip in the last few hours of his life.
Wow. Sounds great. Huh.
It's all improvised.
Right.
And in Nigerian?
Wow.
Are you even listening at this point?
Love it, yeah.
Right, well, I'm going to hang up now.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. Bye, Nick. See you later.
That was incredible.
See? Easy money for me.
Incredible.
Bro, I managed to put my kids through college based on the roles he chooses. Why would I give that up?
Well, before you say anything else incriminating, I think that's a great place to end the interview.
I'll sniff out any role that pays.
What?
Aye.
Thanks to Nicolas Cage's agent, Jimmy Sniffs, for being willing and available to interview today. I've been your host, Reginald Backwater. Tune in again next week on Behind the Lens, and we'll be speaking to Tom Cruise's stunt double.
Don't miss that.
You can't miss it, like.
Nah, man.
Can't miss it.
It's mental.
It's mega.
It's total mental, man. No, I mean, but.
Fucking flick, man.
Total mental, man.
You went properly Billy Connolly with that accent. I like it. Right. And that was it.
I can do a Billy Connolly accent. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Good. Yeah. Talking about Nick Cage actually ties in quite nicely to the final point of the episode. What is the last movie that you tried to watch but couldn't make it all the way through?
It was a film. It was a wrestling film.
Sorry, I'm still attacking
it. It was a wrestling film called No Holds Barred.
Okay.
And it had Hulk Hogan as the leading man.
Right, I can see why you turned it off immediately. We don't really need to talk about it anymore, I don't think.
But the opening scene, one of the scenes near the beginning of the movie, they're trying to get Hulk Hogan to wrestle with their company, this business, slick businessman. And they put him in a car and then he breaks out the car. He kicks the doors off and comes through the roof.
Were they trying to kidnap him into doing this wrestling match?
Yeah.
What? Right.
For working for them, and it just got worse. Then they went to find other wrestlers, and it was at a bar, and it was pretty bad. It just wasn't good.
Okay.
So I turned it off.
So how far through it did you make it until you turned it off?
20 minutes, 15 to
20 minutes. All right, yeah. Because the last film that I watched is actually a Nick Cage film.
Which one?
Willy's Wonderland.
Average, yeah.
Yeah.
Not his best.
It's a very Five Nights at Freddy's inspired film. I don't know if any of the audience have played that game, but it's it takes place in an amusement park sort of, and these animatronics are all coming to life. And from the half an hour that I'd watched, Nick Cage doesn't speak. He just glares at the camera trying to look cool throughout all of it and fails. And when the animatronics come to life, Nick Cage beats the shit out of them and then goes back to cleaning a toilet. He's just trying to be random for random's sake. I think I lasted about half an hour.
Yeah.
At most. And just had to turn it off. Did not enjoy it at all.
Yeah, it's strange because I think he's been the last 10 years, he's just been killing it. He's been back on form and just his movies have been really good.
I know he's had a bit of a sort of resurgence with some of his recent films.
But that Willy Wonderlands, I thought that Five Nights at Freddy was a sequel to that, and I've seen it. It looks so alike,
Well, it's basically a lower budget Five Nights at Freddy's. At the end of the day, it's very much the similar concepts.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like I say, I made it maybe half an hour into it and then just had to go, this film isn't for me. Because also Nick Cage. But yeah, like you say, he's had a bit of a resurgence. I still don't like him as an actor. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Pretty decent film.
Yeah.
I mean, Pedro Pascal as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Pretty decent. Colour Out of Space, is it?
Yeah, that was weird. That was trippy. I digged it. Yeah, and
I've not seen it myself, but I've heard quite a bit of good stuff.
Mandy. We watched Mandy, didn't we, together?
No.
You didn't like it?
We didn't watch it.
Didn't we?
No.
Oh, it was somebody else I watched it with.
Wow, you watch films with other people?
I know.
Wow, I see what it means. I only ever watch films with you, CJ.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. That's a lie.
So Nick Cage, he's an interesting character, isn't he?
He definitely is an interesting character. Not for bees.
He actually comes round. He visits England quite a lot.
Does he?
He has a few houses here, and
okay.
He's been spotted a few places. Well, like down in Bath, he used to have a house down there. I think that's we've got reached the end of the podcast.
I think that's a good time to.
I don't know how we made it tonight, to be honest.
Neither do I. I do not know what happened. I really apologise to anyone that's watching. Anyone that's still watching at this point, I mean, I'm surprised that you are. But thank you, one viewer. It's me. I'm watching it back for the just to add one view to the view count.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe I don't know that improvisation thing we did with the bling bling.
It was quite interesting. I'm not gonna lie. It was.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. We'll see what interesting you do. Interesting. I don't know.
I don't know.
The acting was really bad or really good or.
Yeah, I mean, my acting was terrible, but I don't act, so I'm normally behind the camera. This is very weird for me.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You're really a camera whore.
Yeah, I am. I like technology. I like cameras.
Yeah.
I filmed for a living.
I don't know what to say now. Right, that's a good place to... Well, join us next week. Join us next week.
A bit
random bullshit.
Hey!